Hello, we would like to welcome you to Tlingit Time, Tlingit Gau, an indigenous language program. My name is Marcia Hotch, and I live in Tlokwan, Alaska. And today we have Joanne Elsie Spud, who is also from Tlokwan, and we teach the Tlingit language at the Tlokwan School.
It's good to be here.
Gunathchish. Today we're going to be talking about animals and just animals that are on the land. First, I'd like to share that the Tlingit language has different dialects throughout the southeast of Alaska. And we do apologize to anybody throughout Tlingit time if we have pronounced things in a way that maybe you haven't heard. So one of our first ones will be moose. There are two different ways to say it. Tsisk, the other one, is tsisk.
Tsisk, and that's really close to the word for a little bird. And if you're not familiar, and I was telling you a story about a couple years ago when a tsisk hit my car, it would make a big difference that you knew it was a moose and not the little bird.
Thank you. Well, occasionally here in the Chilkat Valley, we have the jog as we're driving home near Tlokwan. We're getting there. You know, sometimes we're very familiar with the jog taking a dive or flying across the road as we're driving. And so we have the jog that gets in the way of cars, too. But most of the time, they get out of the way. Our next word is the black bear. Between the black bear and the brown bear, there's actually a word for each one. Or the polar bear. Black bear is tsik.
Tsik.
The brown bear is hoots.
Hoots.
And the polar bear is hintak hootsi.
Hintak hootsi.
Mm-hmm. Hintak means the bear that swims underwater. In the Chilkat Valley in the southeast, we don't have the polar bears. The polar bears are farther up north. However, in the Thunderbird clan, I believe that they have taken the polar bear for one of their emblems, their clan crests. That's kind of interesting because in the olden days, they traveled over the land they migrated through, and so they have kept that part as they came to the Chilkat Valley. So back to our animal names. Wolverine, Nootsk.
Nootsk.
Fox, Naga. Naga tse.
Naga tse.
Caribou, Watsik.
Watsik.
Watsik. Also, we don't have caribou in this part of Alaska. I believe we probably did way back in the olden days. Once again, they traded back and forth, or they traveled over the mountaintops and through the glaciers. Land otter, Kushta.
Kushta.
Sea otter, Yahuch.
Yahuch.
You notice here we have two different words. The Yahuch is the one that is in the salt water, and the Kushta is the one that's in the river. You find them in the river. Weasel, Da.
Daw.
Porcupine, Khatlakach.
Khatlakach.
Squirrel, Kanalsak.
Kanalsak. Gunathchish, for spending your time with us this afternoon, and we hope you enjoyed our lesson today.
Gunathchish, my name is Marcia Hotch, and we would like to thank you very much.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teachers, Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Bern Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Tlukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, and by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.